Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting third. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Maka. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Randle reaches third base with a triple. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third to get Randle. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dehazu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros strikes out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dehazu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 0 for 1 in the game. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maka. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vail hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields the ball and throws to lamp covering. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell bunts towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Randle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maka hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maka moves to third. Bill Caudill now pitching. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesu hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Dawson moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.